Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the most dramatic podcast ever. Today, we have on a woman who's was caught up last year and continues to be caught up this year in one of the most dramatic headline-making moments ever, Scandoval. Katie Maloney of Vanderpump Rules is joining us to discuss where the season's at right now. They are in the first season since Tom Sandoval publicly, it came out that he was cheating on his partner of more than a decade, Ariana, with their very good friend, Raquel. Katie and all of the Vanderpump Rules cast are in the middle of figuring it all out. Will they welcome Tom back into the fold? What does it look like when a relationship of over a decade falls apart on TV and in front of the world? And actually, Katie herself dealt with that with her husband, Tom Schwartz. So they got divorced and they're still dealing with that fallout on TV. A lot of lessons to take away and a lot of questions about the inner workings of reality television.
We are excited to have Katie Maloney on the show today to dive into all of this and so much more. There's Katie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm so glad this is finally happening. I was looking back. I DM'd Katie today and I was looking back at when I was DMing her around this time last year going, I can't believe the way they're treating you on this season of Vanderpump Rules. They need to have more respect for what you've been through.
You know,
here it is. Have you guys ever met?
No. It's good to meet you. It's great to meet you.
It's really nice to meet you. Yeah. I feel like I'm watching it for a majority of my life.
And sadly, you probably have. Yeah, you was probably when you were three, the show started.
No, I don't know when it was, but I was definitely young.
Were you a Bachelor fan, Katie? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I used to watch with my mom, like, from the beginning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's funny, did you think watching The Bachelor, Bachelorette, you're like, yeah, I'll do this someday, or I wouldn't mind getting into reality TV. Was that ever a thing for you?
No, I didn't. I never ever thought reality TV. I definitely never thought I'd do like The Bachelor, Bachelorette. No.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd ever like, I never thought it was for me.
Did you ever think that this is something that's been striking me about Vanderpump Rules this season? They keep cutting back to like 10-year-old footage and they'll be like 2013, 2014. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Vanderpump Rules has been on for over a decade. Did you ever think the show would last this long?
No. I mean, I hoped, but like, for a long time, it was just kind of like, I hope we get another season. I hope I'm asked back for another season. But I think at this, I mean, it's so hard to get past the second season even.
Yeah.
It's so oversaturated. But even when our show first started, I think we just were like, well, we may as well try to make it the best we can and just like really show up for it.
It's, I know that's what's funny. People talk to me about The Bachelor and the success. And it's like, well, you have to remember, it's not a success. It's just Vanderpump Rules. And it's this new idea. And The Bachelor was the same way when it started. And you're just praying to God you get season two. And then you're praying to God you get season three. And you never feel like any of it's promised to you. And part of that is the networks and the studios are very good about never allowing you to have power. They want to keep you down and make you
scared.
Feel, yeah, they want to make you feel,
you know,
like
anyone could replace you at any moment, and everyone wants this job.
They always want to make you feel like you are replaceable, even if you're not. But that is part of it, and you, people kind of forget that. They just go, "Oh my gosh, Vanderpump! It's going to be here forever. It's always going, and you're a millionaire, and you're." It's like, no, I'm scared to death, just hoping to keep my job.
Yeah, there's no job security. There's no like feeling complacent or no. You're constantly just like. Yeah, it's a little terrifying.
Yeah, they're never like, Katie, we love you. We're going to go ahead. You know what? Let's do a 10-year deal. Like, you were in.
Well, you know what's interesting too, Katie? The parallels are pretty similar as I watch. I've watched more reality TV after I've left The Bachelor probably than I ever did before. Maybe
because it was work for you before.
And so now when I watch Vanderpump or I watch these other shows, I'm like, you know what? Vanderpump's kind of similar in that it's a job and you are hoping to be picked up for another season and all those things that are business related. But it's also Katie. It's also your life and it is your emotions and it is your, so it's very similar in that way because people that go through it, you're really going through it and it's a job.
Yeah. And I think that's something that people forget because they're just watching and being entertained and the whole thing. And they're, you know, they can get a bit ravenous for it and they want the instant gratification. They want more. And I'm just like over here, just trying to get through it and repair my life and repair friendships in between and just, you know, keep moving. And it's so unconventional. And I think people don't understand how difficult it can be until they sign up for it. And then they're like, oh, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like this.
So Katie, I'm going to dive in and I'll tell you, I watched all of season two up till I'm now caught up in the last 3 days. I've watched
What?
I know.
Lauren's been on a bender.
I've been in a dark place watching it. I've been texting him like, is love real? No.
It's shaking up our marriage, by the way. It's like,
I kind of do that sometimes though, because I have a hard time. Sometimes there's so much on Bravo and I love Bravo, but I can't. So sometimes I like hold off on something and then I just binge it later. But so here's my first question. I have been so struck. Can you tell me how much time was it between when the reunion was filmed from last season after Scandoval and when you guys started filming? How much time was there?
It was roughly maybe a little over 3 months.
Oh, 3 months. Okay. I've been struck by how quickly people seem to be like, people, not you and Ariana, seem to be welcoming Tom Sandoval back into the fold. Like in the first couple episodes, I mean, yes, there was, but I was like, oh, people who were so angry at him at the reunion have really changed their tune. Was that striking to you? I mean, I'm talking about like Lala and like Sheena. I just was a little shocked, especially I think by Lala because she was so mad at the reunion.
Yeah, it was, and it was being kind of positioned to us of like, you know, I want to move on and let go of anger. And I think like, that's totally fair. I wasn't necessarily hanging on to it. I had just made a decision about how I felt about the person. Mm-hmm. I don't keep that person around. Mm-hmm. You know, I was moving forward with the knowledge of who that person is and whether or not they add value to my life, and was just like, no, thanks. It wasn't me holding on to anger. It's not like I woke up every day and was like, must hate Tom Sandoval and put all my energy into that decision. It just was like, I've collected that and this is how I'm moving forward. So yeah, it was a little shocking because I don't know. I felt like they had to kind of work extra hard to explain why they were kind of opening themselves up to it. I was like, that feels like a lot of work.
Well, was that just for the show? Was that because it's like, we've got to have Tom Sandoval back in here because we need this narrative to continue. And so, hey, we need you guys to like welcome him back in. That's where my producer awareness mind goes, which you have a better one than me on that.
Well, and by the way, kudos to the producers. Like, and I know you guys didn't have anything to do with it, but many shows would have said, okay, after this big scandal, we got to get rid of one of them. You know, we're not bringing Tom back. I thought it was a stroke of genius to bring him back and to still have him on the show. I mean, as a producer, I'm like, you got to include him. But yeah, I think it's interesting. Did they ever talk to any you guys, or was that just independently, you just figured individually, this is how I'm going to treat it?
I mean, whoever was going to come back or was willing to come back, of course, they wanted to follow that. I mean, it is, they wanted to see what the aftermath was going to be and how that was going to be navigated by everyone that was still involved. But of course it was, you know, everyone has their own different feelings about it. And like, I felt the way I felt, and if there was going to be conversations or should there be conversations, obviously, like, this is who was involved. So as many conversations that could be had, they wanted to see that. But ultimately I was in charge of what I was going to say.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask this question. If the cameras were not rolling, would Lala ever talk to Tom Sandoval again?
That's a good question.
I'm like, maybe Sheena would. I think Sheena maybe would.
I mean, again, I can agree with that. But, you know, I always try to look at things like, would I do this if cameras were not here? I always want to do.
That's how you're living.
Yeah. And I mean, like, yeah, there's some things. Yeah, there's little things, whatever. But for the most part, I really have to, in order for me to feel good about the things I'm saying and doing, I need to like 100% believe them.
Yeah. Do you think, but I don't think everybody operates that way on the show. So Tom Schwartz, your ex-husband on the show still, you guys seem to be in a better place this season. How would you describe how things were for you now versus last year and where you guys are at? It seems a little lighter, a little more laughy, but how are you?
Yeah, I think just having a little more time put between us and, you know, just healing from divorce and more established boundaries has helped us a lot, because, you know, we went from being married and husband and wife to like trying to be friends, and it was difficult to do, and he wasn't able to respect my feelings and kind of the things I needed in order to feel comfortable with that, and that hurt a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I had to kind of put a lot of distance between us and remove access to my life for him, and he understood that. And slowly we just were kind of able to figure out some kind of semblance and what that looked like. A lot of it had to do with our dogs. But we always had like a really great friendship. No one really got to see a lot of that. They saw a lot of the arguments and the fights and the bad stuff. But we were together for a really long time, and there was a reason for that. And it was because we did enjoy each other and we had love for each other. And so what you're seeing now is that what we kind of have that held us together a little bit.
Well, y'all were married for 10 years, right?
Together.
We were
together for 12 years and married for almost six.
Yeah.
So that's a long time.
And I think that's what people forget. It's like, this wasn't one of these reality show things where it's like, oh, we got married in June and then by Christmas we were divorced.
Right, it's not The Bachelor.
So it's, yeah, exactly. So it's like, move on, get over it. It's like, this was a decades plus long relationship and marriage. That is something that is tough to mourn. It's tough to go through as a normal human being, where you could remove yourself from a toxic situation and start to heal yourself, right? And you can put up those boundaries and start working on boundaries. If you are put back into a work situation publicly where we're shooting television, that had to be unbelievably difficult for you. You had to have some really hard times.
Yeah. Last year was incredibly difficult because I felt like everyone kind of really rallied around him and forgot that I was also struggling, and it wasn't easy. There was, the public eye, you know, I was a lot tougher. So I was able to kind of present myself as being very strong, and because I am, you know, I'm a tough bitch, but, you know, but it doesn't mean that I wasn't still struggling, or I didn't go home and sob, and, you know, there was days of that. But I think people thought I was trying to like control him because I had, you know, certain things that I had put in place in order to feel comfortable being in the environment of working together and still commingling.
Mm-hmm.
And people couldn't quite understand that.
And I think strong people suffer, Katie. Like, I think that, I mean, I feel like, first of all, we kind of live in this culture that like really rallies around the victim, or at least who the perceived victim is. But I think what ends up happening is when you're the strong one, well, then people like, they think you're fine and they don't worry about you and they don't ask you if you're okay, because you're not like showing, you're not crying, you know? And so then you get forgotten a little bit, or you get ignored. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, because I also was the one that left or asked for the divorce. So, you know, therefore,
because you made the smart decision, the mature decision.
It was also like not something it wasn't a decision I want. Like, no one wants to get divorced.
Right.
I wanted him to step up and show up for me and be, you know, the partner and the husband that I really wanted and was hoping he could be. But when I realized that was probably never going to happen, I had to make a decision that I really didn't want to have to. But ultimately, I wanted to be happy and not be lonely inside of a marriage. That shouldn't be how it is. So I was like, okay, well, I could stay in this and just feel kind of the way I have been feeling, or I could leave and rebuild and be happier alone, or maybe find someone else. I don't know. So
yeah.
I think people understand.
But that's a dynamic. You lived through something that most of us, and I say most of us because
we're both divorced. Yeah.
Both divorced.
I applaud you so much. I can't imagine jumping back into a televised situation with my ex.
When you go through a divorce, right? So say it was your decision. And I know in this case it was. Well, you would still have your life, and this is off camera, where you would go and you would have your support system, right? Your girls, your friends would know, this is why Katie made this decision. We're proud of you. We love you. We support you. There is no martyr in the situation. There's no court of public opinion, typically, right? We just go our separate ways and fight over the dogs. But in your situation, you made what was probably a very brilliant, great move for you. You should be applauded. You should be supported. And instead, it's the court of public opinion on television. Who's the martyr? Who's the victim? Who's to blame? That's how we play this on reality TV. So you went through something, maybe, I don't know if unfair is the right word, but just difficult to say the least.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's just because I've had to live so many like uncomfortable and so many of those moments already on TV that I was like, well, here's another one, you know.
There we go.
Sort of able just to like kind of not tune it out, but just it's not new to me. Mm-hmm. But it was a little difficult when I didn't feel like I had the support of the people in the room with me.
Yeah.
And I was kind of going through that season, just feeling like, is this for real? Like, no, yeah. Like la la. And then Christina Kelly, but everyone was just really feeling bad for him and forgetting all the moments that they'd been present for along the years. Like you guys all know why I made the decision. Like, you were there.
Well, and what is it where we think that the person that made the decision
is
okay?
Guy.
Like, like Katie's okay. Like, she made this decision. So clearly she's already gotten to the point where she's fine. She's not hurting and she's not feeling anything. Oh, poor him. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase, so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your books now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Books.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Books.com, promo code Chris. Books.com and use promo code Chris. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and is history now repeating itself? Because this is how I felt like at the Beach Day episode of this season. It's like it is starting to feel like, again, like everyone's kind of rallying around Tom and pitying Tom now and like thinking that, well, Ariana's fine. And because she's got these like deals going on and she's fine. And it's feeling like the same situation again.
Well, yeah. And that's a lot of why I've like really kind of sympathized and, you know, wanted to be really supportive of Ariana, because everyone assumes because, you know, she's getting these opportunities and seemingly doing like very well in that aspect, and she met a really great guy, that should make up for the heartbreak and the trauma and everything. And it doesn't. Someone can bounce back and someone can rebuild and someone can do really great in therapy and heal. Doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt. And it's not, you know, really like everyone goes through that. You're not, no one's immune to that.
Right. Well, yeah, no one gets out of this life unscathed, especially in when you're going through divorce. Lauren and I talk about this, about, you know, taking it to the kind of quote unquote real world of when, say, someone in your neighborhood gets divorced, and with that social dynamic, where do you fit in, right? You want to empathize and you want to sympathize with both, but it's like, how do I treat both of them? Am I still friends with him? And am I still friends with her? And so it's fascinating to watch this play out on Vanderpump, but it's, you know, we all go through this to a certain degree.
That's why Tom and I were like, well, like, don't pick sides, because it was very peaceful between us. We're like, don't pick a side. And that's why when people did pick a side, I was like, wait a minute.
We specifically asked you not to pick a side.
Yeah.
I've seen headlines that your ex-husband, Tom Schwartz, is dating someone else. Where are you at with that? Like, what's interesting is we're watching him say on this season right now that he's not ready for a relationship. Like, that's why he's not with this Joe person. He's saying that he's not ready for something. Do you think he's ready for a relationship now? Has he changed? Has he grown? I don't know how much you guys still talk. And like, is this a serious thing?
What a typical like guy thing to say. Not ready for a relationship. And then it's like the next week they're like in one. I don't want to be like the authority on what is good for him, what's bad for him. I want him to be happy ultimately. Mm-hmm. I do feel like he's still very unsure about why we fell apart. I feel like I don't think he really understands.
Has dealt with that yet.
His part in that is, I feel like he could really benefit from therapy. I think he kind of runs from those deep feelings, from that emotional part of it. And so I think before maybe just getting into a relationship, I think maybe unpacking that a bit, maybe sitting with that for a moment. because it was, you know, traumatic.
Sounds too soon to you.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Again, like I don't want to be the one that should say he should or shouldn't.
Right.
And who knows? I mean, maybe it'll work out and fine. Maybe this will help heal him. I don't know.
But you're so right that you can't, like, you just hit the nail on the head of what it's so simple, but so brilliant what you're saying. You're not going to have a successful, like, it's like the definition of being crazy is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. You're not going to have a successful relationship if you didn't figure out what went wrong, what you were doing wrong in the past.
Yeah.
You think it's this person. Finally, you just got to stare in the mirror and realize, oh, it's that person. Has it been weird though for you to just watch your ex start dating again? That's something that we've all been through. We're all divorced. There's always that awkwardness. And again, we don't have to do it on national television.
I mean, at first it was a little weird, like the thought of it, but at this point, like, no, yeah. But do I want to be around them and hang out? No.
Yeah. Do I want to follow it on social media and.
Well, and on a reality show.
Do it on a reality show.
No, I don't really want to like double date or like, it's kind of like, I should be able to separate from it and
but you know the producers are never going to let you separate from that.
I know, but it's just like but only because for me it's like I feel like people are like assuming that I'm gonna like be mean or bully her or have all these opinions, and it's just like I mean of course I'll have opinions of everybody and who they date. It's not just gonna be Tom, but and that's why I kind of resent having to be around it, because it doesn't matter like what I say or do. It doesn't matter if I'm get along with her, great. They'll think that there's some other ulterior motive. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I can do no wrong or do no right. And so it's just kind of like, I just want to like have a little separation there, you know?
Okay. I'm going to ask you one more question, even though I really appreciate your like, I don't know what I should say, but you also know both of these men very well. You've known them for well over a decade. Is Schwartz and Sandoval's friendship inhibiting both of them from like doing exactly what you're talking about and growing? You know
up.
What I'm saying? Well, like they're talking about potentially moving in together. That's in the most recent episode. And I'm sitting there being like, this is like what they're speaking into existence is like the LA Peter Pan never growing up thing. And are they both like keeping each other in this place? Is this healthy for them? How can they move forward and start growing up? Is it possible?
Yeah, that's a terrible idea. I mean,
them living together.
Yeah. I feel like there was a bit of like arrested development between those two. I feel like that, you know, Tom Schwartz, he doesn't want to call Tom out on his bad behavior and his mistakes, and that's such an issue in a friendship, because I think you should be able to be very real and upfront with your friends, especially when they behave that way. And the fact that he was just so reluctant to do so and separate himself in such a brutal time, like, was really eye-opening, very illuminating as to like what goes on in that friendship. And I think just potentially, yeah. And and that's what I'm curious about too, with like another like relationship. It's like, well, if Tom gets heavily involved with someone else, and let's say Tom Sandoval like starts to feel like that's a threat to him or their brand or their business, like, is he going to treat her the same?
Well, I know, good, like what you just said. Yeah, I know. Bad you idea. Felt like, and it's still being talked about this season, that Sandoval and like the business really affected you all's marriage and relationship?
Well, yeah, I mean, because he just acted like I wanted to come in and control things, but I just wanted to help out and be involved, because like, why not? You know, I wanted, it was, my intentions were good and pure, but he acted like I was trying to come in and like mess it all up.
Yeah.
Very weird about it. And felt just threatened. I don't know. So yeah, it did cause issues. And because Tom Schwartz just kind of started to go with his perspective and view on it as well.
Well, I mean, we're also watching Tom Sandoval talk about starting to date again this season. And I'm sitting there watching him going, okay, he's definitely not ready to get in another relationship. Like, what is this storyline?
The way he, I don't, we call it flirting, hits on, it is remarkable.
Is growth possible for Schwartz? Is growth possible for Sandoval? Because the word narcissist has been used a lot. And I think what we've, the basic level of what you know about a narcissist is like, they can't really change. So what do you think? What is the possibility for each of them?
Again, I think therapy, I think doing some like real like shadow work, like really meeting the dark parts of yourself so you can see those bits of yourself, you know, just, I don't know if they really met themselves.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I mean, with Sandoval, I mean, truly, just from what I've seen from the outside, just seems like you hit the nail on the head. The ultimate Peter Pan LA guy. He is so sucked into that world. And it, when it envelops you and you don't get out of it, and people from the outside looking in are like, bro,
yeah,
get off the stage at the Whiskey Room. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I was very excited to see that you are bringing the espresso martini to Chili's. I mean, people have a love for Chili's, and it comes from, for me, it's from The Office, from the famous Office episode of Chili's, where Pam has such a good time. How did the espresso martini and Chili's partnership start? Because I've never seen people have such a positive reaction to a partnership on the internet. Everyone I follow was like, yes, this is exactly what I needed.
No, right? Well, yeah, I mean, like, Sheena definitely has her history with Chili's. I know she worked there in college, which is awesome. I mean, I've been going to Chili's since I can remember. I mean, they have the best chips I've ever had. So she has that history. I have a history with tequila. And, you know, espresso martinis are, like, having such a moment. And I've always swapped the vodka for tequila.
Yes.
I'm a reposado girl. I just think the flavor on that is so, like, just rich and smooth and just slightly sweet. So pairing that with the espresso and then the spiced rum, just kind of, I don't know, it elevates it in a way.
That's what I do. I do the tequila. And yeah. Then when I heard the rum was an addition, what does the rum bring to it? Because this I've never tried.
I mean, it's just like, it's a spiced rum. So it just is ever so slightly has that spice because, like, have you ever put, like, cinnamon in coffee?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's like just like a little kiss of, like, that, oh, you know, spice.
I grew up going to the original Chili's. I grew up in Dallas. The original Chili's was on Greenville Avenue.
Such across a weird
from,
fact.
Across from where I played soccer as a kid. I mean, I'm talking 5 years old. There was an old burger stand called Chili's. We would go afterwards and get burgers there. And then they knocked that old stand down and they built the first, when they went chain and they went, or, you know, in national. And so I grew up going to the original Chili's as a kid, the first one. And by the way, sadly, they took it, knocked down. It's gone. It's closed. The very first one.
Well, they did that wrong, but they're doing right by bringing us the espresso martinis.
Yeah,
there you go. By the way, enough about the guys. What about you and love and relationships?
You know, I'm just really trying to make my life exciting and full and do things that I'm, you know, having fun and feel like excited to, you know, like whether it's hobbies or reconnecting with friends or meeting new people, just, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. And if I meet someone, great. You know, I mean, would I like to? Sure. But I want to make sure that they add value to my life. I'm not, like, on apps trying to just date and meet someone. I'm just, you know, I don't know. That feels like really draining.
Okay. Not doing the apps.
No, I like to meet people, like, outside in the world. Yeah.
Do you feel like you're in a healthy, good place now? Or do you feel like you're being a healthy, emotional individual and you're still dealing with unpacking the divorce before I move on?
Oh no, I feel like I'm definitely, like, in a place now.
Like, you're open to finding love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I feel like now I could actually have someone come in and I have the space and availability to that. But again, they got to add to my life.
Be of value add.
Okay. Because you've spent much of your adult life dating on reality TV, is there anyone in the reality TV world who you might be interested in? Like, if it was like you met them at a party, and, you know, like, anybody else who's on any other TV shows, maybe should we be looking outside Vanderpump Rules
in the reality world?
Yeah. No, she's like, no. Absolutely not.
No.
Katie has the best looks. Like, you never,
I know,
you never have to worry about her poker face. I know what she's thinking.
Okay, we've checked in on the past, the love life present. I need to check in on the friendships. Why has Lala unfollowed you? I am so baffled. I'm so confused because I'm watching the show and everyone seems really good. And now then I just saw the headlines as I was researching for this podcast that she has unfollowed you and Ariana.
I think she said that she has 2 point something.
Okay. She was like, I was following an uneven number of people. I needed it to be something like that. Katie, what is really happening? What? You've known each other for years. What is going on?
I don't know. I mean, I was obviously like at the reunion, things get heated and there's drama, but this, I'm a little confused. And I don't mean to be like ignorant about it, but like, I don't understand it.
Like, did you text her and say, why did you, you've unfollowed me? What's happened?
No.
Okay. So, are you guys talking right now? Like, would you, or no? No.
No.
Is there future reconciliation possible?
Well, I think she said if she ever wants to be miserable again, we could be friends.
That doesn't sound like friends.
Okay.
No, Lord. We were great postseason, yeah. Like all of it. And then, I didn't know that there was so many issues.
So Jax was also, there was a video that went everywhere of him like last week saying that the Valley is so much more real than Vanderpump Rules and you guys aren't even friends and you don't even hang out outside of the show. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't think everyone on our show hangs out after. Yeah. I mean, like we were fractured before the show even started. You're seeing how fractured we are. So like, that's true. But I think he was saying that our show was like scripted and things like that. But that man, does anyone believe anything that comes out of his mouth?
I meant to ask you about it, babe, because some people were like messaging us and being like, okay, so is how scripted is reality TV or not? But you would never say The Bachelor was scripted.
No, but it's like all these shows are different. Like I have no idea. I don't know anybody who produces on Vanderpump and I've never been on it. So, you know, I never know, you know, there are shows that are extremely produced, extremely scripted. And then there's shows that are more game oriented. And so it's the opposite side of the spectrum. Then there's stuff like Vanderpump and Bachelor that probably fall in the middle. Yes, stuff is created. It's produced. The moments that Katie's put in are produced and set up. And then what they do in that and what they say and how they live their lives is up to them, I assume.
Yeah, I can walk into a scene and say whatever I want to say. I get to feel how I want to feel. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, some people, I don't know if they want to like decide that they want to do something crazy, then that's up to them. But like me personally, I like to just, I have conviction.
I love when they cut to a Katie interview, a Katie ITM. It's just like, you're the comedic relief that we need. You're the, like, and I don't think you get enough credit for that. I'm like, Katie is the comedic narrator I needed in this moment. And thank you.
I don't think it's funny. I think it's very dry. So it goes like,
well, then we just need to find you a better venue than Vanderpump Rules. So Katie, some people who listen to this, of course, will be avid fans. Some people are just like listening to hear about relationships and learn. And as someone who's had the experience you've had, because again, I just want to like note, you were with someone for well over a decade. You have this incredible like relationship experience under your belt. Now a little bit removed from the divorce moment, what advice would you give? What advice would you give yourself if you could like go back and tell her anything, or anybody who might be in your position of, they're in their 30s and like I got divorced at 30. What would you tell this person who's maybe in this middle place of like, whoa, this big thing I thought was forever ended. And now I'm kind of reinventing myself a little bit in my 30s.
I think that, I mean, it is like so difficult and it can be confusing. And I know that like, for some people, they have a lot more to consider. They have maybe like children or other things like that. But I think at the end of the day, like you have to, I don't want to say like choose yourself, but you know what's best for yourself. Mm-hmm. and you have like one life. And if you try, if you looked at it and been like, this is the kind of like marriage I want or partner I want, and you express to that person that they're not showing up and you've explored every option and you've given everything you can, like, you got to choose yourself. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more lonely or isolating than being in something like that. So I think just choose yourself.
Love that. Perfectly put, succinct and perfect as the Katie Maloney delivery is. Thank you so much. I'm so glad we got to talk to you today. And thank you for doing the work out there on Vanderpump Rules for all of us.
You are. Yeah, you are doing the work for all of us. And it was nice to meet you. And you're an absolute treat. Truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I'm very glad that this happened finally.
I know.
Now we're going to go on a date night to Chili's tonight.
Espresso martini.
Thank you, Katie. Hi, Katie. I'm so glad we got to talk.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you to Katie. Babe, maybe we might need to set Katie up with someone.
I think so. I felt that. Well, here's what's funny. And it's what makes the Vanderpump show so good is the boys, right? That they're such boys. They're children.
Oh, you mean like not the men, but the boys.
The boys. The men are not men. They're boys. They're silly little boys. And the women, you can just tell, like, there's such an emotional intelligence. They're like, they're operating at such a higher level. And that's most women and most men. I will agree to that. But it's just funny that she is so thoughtful about where she is in her life and where she is as far as finding love again. And then you look at Schwartz and Scandoval, and they're like, bro, we should move in together. This will be awesome. We'll get bunk beds. Oh my God. I'll put up this poster. Like, that's where they are.
You're right. It is stepbrothers.
Yeah. And then she's like, well, I've thought about this. I'm really worked on myself. And I'm like, oh my God, it's just night and day.
You're right. And it's interesting because, like, at first, it actually, as we were doing the podcast, I was thinking, you know, I do think part of this is this group of friends has been in the same group since mm-hmm. their early 20s. And I do think we as people, and I mean everybody, you need to, like, meet new people, have different friends. I'm not saying don't hold on to your friends, but
continue,
you've got
to grow though.
Expose yourself to different people, because that makes you, forces you to grow as a person. And it's the show is their job. So they've kind of stayed in this group. And I think that can be a hindrance, but as you've just pointed out, the women have grown and the men have gone through the same stuff, but you're not hearing them make the same poignant observations and comments. It's very interesting.
Peter Pan doesn't grow up.
Well, luckily Wendy got out of there. Okay. Thank you, everybody. And we'll talk to you next time.
Because we have a lot more to talk about. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.